Hello and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. I'm an award-winning blogger, author, and professional speaker. And here on Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, I am bringing you weekly blogging tips that will help turn your passion into a profit. It will help to broaden your brand and expand your exposure online. And if you've been following me now for a minute, then you know I started my first blog, DEDivaDeals.com, fashion and fun after 50. That's right. I'm a proud boomer. I started that blog in 2012. It was actually a way to fill a void after the death of my grandmom, who passed away at the age of 98. She lived a long and beautiful life. But I found I had so much time on my hands afterwards, I didn't know what to do. You see, I'd been married for a long time, and hubby and I were great. The boys were growing up doing their own thing, and I loved to write. I loved to go out and share information with other boomers. So DEDivaDeals.com, fashion and fun, was birthed. And then it actually became the catalyst to my encore entrepreneurship into teaching others how to blog, which is why I'm so excited that each week I can come here and give you more tips and trends on blogging your way to a business profit. So welcome to episode number 17, and I'm going to talk about 5 reasons why you should always use images in your blog posts. You know, as humans, we have the attention span that less of a goldfish, and we love bright, shiny objects. And even as a boomer, I remember being in elementary school having those big history books, black and white print. But I always looked at the picture. I wanted to read the picture. I see the picture and then read the description before I followed along with the teacher and the rest of the class. And that's how it still is today. People generally don't want to read a lot of text, nor do they spend that a lot of time reading text. They want to see pictures. That's why they're scrolling through for images and GIFs and memes and videos. So you should always have images in your blog post. And today I'm just going to give you 5 basic reasons why. We've all heard the term, a picture is worth 1,000 words. That's right. When you use an image, your content looks visually appealing, but it's also conveying the message of your blog. So you should have just the right image that's going to convey that message. It should be relevant to the article, somehow related. You know, most times we use thumbnails, you know, on YouTube for popular posts, and we actually use Instagram, right, to promote our podcast, to promote our blogs because of the images. It helps you to get a bigger return on your investment. So always, always have an image with your blog. The reason why images are great, number 2, obviously they grab a lot of that traffic. But just because you have an image, remember when the Google bots are going through, they're looking for words, not images. So you should always have alt text and an image description. So when you put that image into your blog post, there is an area that asks for alt text. That is a description of the picture. Not only does that help those who are visually impaired, but if someone is searching online for a picture, an image, an article, they can Google that. And guess what? If that image or picture or GIF or video is in your blog post, you've got them. So always, always, when you're adding your images, to include alt text, not just something that says screenshot JPEG or DSC023 JPEG. Those are the numbers that are assigned when you're taking pictures on your camera or you're doing a screenshot on your computer. Make sure that you rename that picture using the alt text because it helps to drive traffic from search engines, especially when people are searching for particular keywords. Number three, again, humans and social media love visual content. Not only will we gravitate toward it, but we will share it with others. How many funny videos or memes or GIFs have you shared with your circles of family and friends? That's right. You always want to include an image to get more traffic. People that share care, and resharing your blog post is going to get more eyes, more audiences, and an increase in traffic. And make sure those pictures are good, not ugly ones. You know, I can talk about some ugly pictures, but I'm not going to talk about that here. Yeah, make sure the images are good. You know, you don't want images that are choppy, blurry, out of focus, you know, just plain ugly. And we all know what an ugly picture looks like. And there are too many filters on your phone and too many free photo sites, which we're going to talk about, that you can get images that will stop the scroll. So speaking of stopping the scroll, let's stop right now and take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to give you more information on why, numbers 4 and 5, why you need to keep an image always in your blog post, how to add those images, and where to get some of those great image sites. Remember, visit and subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com, because there you can get a copy of the Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners book. And if you follow me on my YouTube channel, because you're interested in podcasting, my URL or my handle is Antoinette Blake. That's where you can hear more information or see more information, not only about blogging, but podcasting as well. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Just Minding My Black-Owned Business with Lynn Nicole as she explores intriguing insights on starting and growing Black business. Eavesdrop on conversations with successful African-American business owners, entrepreneurs, and leading management experts on how your business can stay ahead of the curve. Just Minding My Black-Owned Business is your advice shop on how to navigate between the margins of business and Black culture with effective decisions. Catch thought-provoking ideas Tuesdays at 7 a.m.
Hello and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Each week, we're going to get together to discuss blogging tips that will expand your brand and increase your profit online. Welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit.
Welcome back to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. And I invite you to subscribe to my blog, www.delblogger.com, as well as to my YouTube channel, Antoinette Blake, because I can help you. If you're ready to start a blog, I can assist you with its success, because we all know a blog is a platform, a great platform for sharing your values, because people who find value in your words will share them with their family, their friends, and their followers. A blog spreads your message to a much wider audience, because people who are following you now on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram and LinkedIn and Pinterest and TikTok and all the other ones, they're going to go to your blog if they want more in-depth content. A blog positions you as an expert. It's your home base. It's actually the foundation of your online brand. A blog is where you begin to influence others. It's where you become recognized as a subject matter expert or a thought leader. So if you're ready to build your personal or professional brand with a blog today, make sure you head over to ablakeenterprises.com, because I provide services and packages that will help you get started. We can do hourly consultations. We can do startup blog packages. I can even do an online review of your blog if you have a current one. And when we get together again, we can do that chat and chew with your bae and boo and your friends too, because blog coaching groups cost less individual than it does individually. And you know what? You get more ideas there. So make sure you head over to ablakeenterprises.com to learn more, and over to dellblogger.com so that you can order your book, Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners. Now, before the break, I gave you three reasons why you should always use an image in your blog post. Remember, a picture is worth 1,000 words. It helps with your search engine optimization, your SEO. And you know what? We as humans, we have the attention span that less of a goldfish, and so we want to see those bright, shiny objects. So make sure that you have something that's going to stop the scroll. Another reason, number four, when you use an image within your article, it makes people stay there a little bit longer. And we know we don't want people bouncing out of our posts. That's right. You don't have to increase your word count. You know, a lot of people say, how many words should be in a blog post? Well, Seth Godin says, if you can say it in what, 5 words, why use 50, or maybe 50 words, why use 500? It's not going to increase your word count, but it's going to keep people on your blog a little bit longer because they like looking at those bright, shiny objects. And especially if you're writing a short post, if you're adding an image or two, it's going to make your blog post look better. And they may skip and go to another post, keeping them there longer. And last but not least, remember, you know, when you were a kid, you loved looking at pictures. As an adult, we still love looking at pictures. It's basic. That's just who we are. Images help people to see the things that you're talking about. So if you're writing a tutorial post, if you're adding some screenshots or infographics, it's going to help people understand it much better. So there's just some things that we do as a kid that we will continue to do even as an adult. So those are just 5 reasons why you should use images in all your blog posts. And I'm going to give you just a few locations that you can find some free photos if you're not good at taking your own photos. Remember, you want to make sure that any image you use does not have any legalese behind it, meaning they're copywritten. Because I remember a couple of years ago, I had an event with a blogger event in Atlantic City, and we went there and we had a great time, and I took a lot of pictures. And of course, I came back and I wrote about it. Years later, that's right, years later, I got an email from a company that wanted to use the picture. It was a picture of the water tower in Atlantic City. And they had read my blog post, but they came to me to ask for permission to use it in a marketing campaign. And they stated that they would give me credit. So of course I said yes, because it was going to expand and broaden my brand. But had they used that picture without my permission and I saw it, I could have asked them to remove it or even pay me for using it. So giving credit sometimes is not enough to save you from a lawsuit. You can give credit all you want to someone, but if you don't have their permission to use the photo, you're exposing yourself to a liability and copyright infringement, which is why they had to ask me if they could use the picture and why you need to do the same. But you can find sites with images that's going to help increase traffic to your blog, and here are just a few. Unsplash, Pixabay, Life of Pix, PicJumbo, Crello, Pablo Buffer, PixArt, and Smart Mockups, and of course, Canva. We can create your own. Here are also some sites that give you free photos, free images just for signing up. Now you're going to have to give up your email address, but it may be worth it. And I'm going to list these in the show notes as well. SC Stop Shop, Her Creative Studio, Create Her Stock, Plums Pixel Love, and LA Druin. Now you can share their pictures, but you will have to give up your email address. And that's not a bad thing to get some of these beautiful beautiful pictures. So if you're looking for images for your blog post and you're not good at creating your own or taking your own, these are just some alternatives that you can use. So again, if you want to learn more about starting a blog, I need for you to send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com to schedule your complimentary 30-minute discovery call. Make sure you visit and subscribe to my blog, adelleblogger.com, and head over to the website, ablakeenterprises.com. Make sure that you're finding and following me on all my social media platforms by using the hashtag DelawareBlogger. And make sure that you are subscribing and sharing my blog posts. And that's also where you can purchase a copy of your basic blogging tips for beginners book, as well as the Podcasting Your Purpose workbook. You can see my face every day, Monday through Friday, on YouTube using my name, Antoinette Blake. And make sure that you're sharing and subscribing this podcast. This podcast can be heard every Wednesday at 1 o'clock on iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple iTunes, and many more to come. And that's with EC Podcast Media. Again, I am your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. So tell a friend to listen in. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.